You? You're my new lab assistant? I don't recall asking Dean Crustington for any. Even more surprised, given she's as tight as a quark star's gravitational field when it comes to spending any money on faculty administration assets.
Yes. You see, we're both student graduate interns. Sponsored by EduSmart Juice. Drink up and get a whole lot smarter. Now in 3 essential flavours, including tofu.
Yes, fizzy tofu. The taste of a smarter generation.
Way to sell the cover story, Avvic. You want me to book you in the acting summer school when we get out of here?
Sponsored, you say? Well, that sounds a whole lot more like the Dean. Right, so the ball of feathers molting on me floor is called Avvic. What about you, other fella? You seem oddly familiar. Have we met somewhere before?
No, not that I remember. I probably just have one of those snouts. My name's Dieter. Dieter Stoat. Just Stoat. No qualifying prefix or anything.
Naturally, Dieter. Because we're laboratory intern assistants.
Yeah, interns, pre-qualifications, and whatevs.
Right, okay then. Well, welcome on board. Now, if you're going to be my assistants, then the first thing the pair of you can assist me with is by running along to the Vendomatic and dispensing me a hot mug of Kava Root Brew. And be quick about it.
What? I didn't spend decades at graduate school to be a flipping beverage fetcher.
What Mr. Stoat means is, of course, Dr. Weasel, is that we'd only be too happy to assist you in this respect. Clearly, Doctor, going undercover is going to tax your acting talents beyond their limits, too.
Can too many Weasels spoil the plot? Well, on planet Quadria, our titular hero has run into someone else using his name without paying him so much as a potato waffle in licensing rights. The Cab! But can Avvic Goose and the definitive original Dr. Weasel unpick this mystery before that ill-conceived cover story is exposed in Dr. Weasel and the Enemy of the University, Part 3?
Well, that was hardly the most auspicious start to our investigation into this temporal crisis, Dr. Weasel. You almost blew what little cover we had.
Sorry, Goose, but keeping my magnificent shrouded isn't in my Time Weasel TNA. Also, that guy was one heck of an arrogant sod.
Yes, he was, wasn't he? Reminded me of someone a million light years away from here.
Okay, I'll admit, this other Dr. Weasel did rather have my in-your-face attitude. Well, maybe he is me. Well, a future me. But the thing is, I'm not getting that funny tickle behind my eyes that my people get when the second law of time is being broken.
Wait! Has this sort of thing happened to you before?
Not knowingly, but when a Time Weasel crosses their own timeline, afterwards there's usually some sort of amnesia for whoever's from the earlier part of your time stream. I think it's the university's way of avoiding too many inadvertent causal violations.
Right, but what about the tickled eye thing? How do you know that, unless it has happened to you before?
Don't you have books where you come from, Avvic?
Alka-Seltzer was a swamp world doctor, as well you know. We weren't big on retaining absorbent paper goods as sources of knowledge. But I take your meaning. You read about it somewhere.
At the Omniversal Academy's Stellar Library, actually. A fascinating place, and allow me to swing by there sometime. They've got all of the most scholarly works in the cosmos there. Now I think of it, they might even have something about how to travel to NN space.
Oh, I thought you'd forgotten they wanted to try going home again.
Well, I was a bit distracted after our last effort ended in you dying, Avvic. But no, I hadn't forgot. Ah, here we are. Hello, Mr. Vendomatic. One Kava Root Brew, scalding hot. A flat skinny latte with 2 shots of espresso and, you know, whatever the goose is having.
Oh, tea? Slob if you've got it. With a splash of goat's milk, if you please.
Please? Sheesh, it's just a machine, Avvic.
A little common courtesy gets you a long way.
Thank you for your order, good beings. Your drink order is being prepared on behalf of the Spondolax Vending and Refuse Recycling Interstellar Concern. Forget the rest and invest in the best. Spondolax, the choice of the smartest generation.
Go and boil your circuit, you grub-locus pile of shashlik.
Doctor! There's no need for language like that. This machine's only doing its job.
Your order is now ready. Please insert 15 Drognaliks or your
SVRRIC loyalty card. To complete your transaction.
I'm a little short today, Amvika. can you pay the thing?
Oh, just once. It would be nice if you had some local currency on you. Didn't the tame weasels even bother spotting you a Padium?
No, the Tightwads didn't. Come on, let's get this disgusting-looking Carver stuff back to Dr. Weasel. Oh, I just feel dirty saying that.
Maybe we should call him Dr. Imposter. At least till we know one way or the other.
That rhymes, so I rather like it. Dr. Imposter it is. By the way, Goose, did you notice all that equipment in the corner of Imposter's laboratory?
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. It almost looked like the Weasel's central console.
Although a ramshackle version compared to my sleek beast of a machine. Maybe that's because he's been using local Quadria technology as a substitute for proper Time Weasel organocrystalline technoalloys and subplank fractal M-brain adhesive.
So definitely worth a close look when we get back then. Finally! I was beginning to think you'd transmuted all the way to Carvinia to fetch the pots for roasting. If you'll drink, Doctor, we... Oh no! I've tripped on a loose floorboard!
Oh, this Carver roots Altasek, you great clumsy clot of a moronic goose! Oh, clean this bloody mess up while I go and get changed. And don't touch anything else in the laboratory.
Nicely done, Advik. That looked authentically accidental. Anyway, let's have a closer look at his technological doohickey.
Does the sonic nail file actually accomplish anything when you wave it around like that? I thought it was a tool primarily for opening doors and stubbing cans of baked beans. Not some sort of omni-scanner.
It can have more than one function. Time Weasel technology is at least as advanced as your average flipping smartphone.
Sorry I asked. In which case, Doctor, what does your magic wand of everything tell us?
Watch your beak, Goose. For your information, it backed up what my eyes have been seeing. This is the core of a primitive but likely workable space-time transit device. A close ancestor of my Weasdis. Certainly a lot of similarities even accounting for the primitive components.
Which means he might be you, or a fellow Time Weasel, or just an unrelated genius then.
Maybe. But he's still got two problems to overcome. A device like this needs a near-infinite power source to operate. And Quadria technology is nowhere even close to the Kardashev Scale 3 stellar engineering it would require.
Okay, so he's not got the gas to run it on. What's the other issue?
It appears he's not incorporated any dimensional compensators into his system. Which means if he engages this... he'll flip half of this star system into the time vortex.
Something which I take is a... bad thing.
Cataclysmic. Not just for this planet, but the entire galaxy. In a worst case scenario, it could even propagate a change in the basal vacuum energy state. And then we're talking universal Armageddon.
Oh my! That sounds exactly like something the Time Weasel would prefer to avert then. So, shall I fetch the nearest sledgehammer and start swinging?
That would only take care of the immediate risk. Now I know why the Time Weasel sent me. This was never about reconnaissance or demolition. It's an assassination.
Oh, flaming incompetent graduate students, that was my best jacket.
Ah, Dr. Weasel, always a pleasure to see you. Have you changed clothes since I last saw you?
Aye, clumsy grad students, not beverages, do not mix.
My, well, I must say the scarf and cricket whites are a startling fashion statement. But no matter, no matter at all. I need another word as it happens. Professor Clempton just notified me that her research group have cracked that power generation issue they've been having. She told me to say you'll be good to power your time scope sometime in the next day or so.
That's the best news I've heard all semester. I'll pop over and give their equipment the once-over. Should give those blasted student interns you foisted on me time to finish cleaning up.
Student interns? What are you blathering on about, Weasel? You know the faculty's not got sufficient credits with the sponsorship committee to clear that sort of expense.
What? In which case, Dean, who in the name of heck did I leave tinkering around my lab? Waving their mops around near my experimental timescope!
My dear doctor? I have no idea. But you had better get back there and stop them before they cause an utter disaster. Why, if we have to replace anything, we could go over budget.
Leave them to me, Dean. I know how to deal with nosy interlopers. Permanently.
Is the experimental time scope as big a threat to reality as the time weasels fear? Dare Dr. Weedle risk losing his soul by assassinating his namesake, or will a sharp rebuke or a slap to the wrist be enough? And is everything the Doctor and Advik uncovered to date cosmic coincidence? Or is there a more masterful plan at work? Discover the answer in Dr. Weasel and the Enemy of the University, Part 4!
Dr. Weasel is a Weasel Telly Audio Enterprise production featuring Randolph Weasley as Dr. Weasel, Carrington Goose, Advik Goose, Nathaniel Badgington as the other Dr. Weasel, Flipper Ride as the Vending Machine, and Joe Scott Darrell as Dean Crustington.